This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 5th. God's word to you today is Key Component, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3, verses 5, 7, and 8, from the easy-to-read version, and it says, "Trust the Lord completely, and don't depend on your own knowledge. Don't trust in your own wisdom, but fear and respect the Lord, and stay away from evil. If you do this, it will be like a refreshing drink and medicine for your body." The third bedrock of character is vision. It is endurance that turns vision into reality. Without endurance, vision is nothing but wishful thinking. I encourage you today that no matter what you are going through, do not quit. Quitting does not develop character. Quitting is failing, and failing means having a carryover. Failure means having a do-over. You will have to take that test again. It is easy to quit, but encourage yourself in God and resolve not to quit. It does not take any test of character to give up or to walk out on something, but it takes a test of character and endurance to go through it and come out. I pray that you will endure and you will come out on top, in Jesus' name. The truth is that everybody feels like quitting at some point or another. It is more common than you can imagine. However, the real champions draw on God's strength and they stay the course regardless of how they feel. A lot of people major on their feelings at the expense of their destiny. It is not about how you feel. You cannot just get up and walk away because you feel or do not feel you can do it. It is about continuing irrespective of what you feel or do not feel. Keep moving. As you move, God will strengthen you and come through for you. A lot of people do not know this, but there is a huge difference between enduring something and putting up with something. When you endure something, you are learning what God wants you to learn through the process. It becomes a process of growth, a process of maturing, and you do not remain on the level you started on. But when you are putting up with something, no change really happens, as a matter of fact. Sometimes it takes the person backwards. Two colleagues have a difficult boss. One person goes to work every day, even though the situation is strenuous. But the person is learning and taking his time to develop attributes, develop skills, drawing on God's strength, while increasing in knowledge and increasing in faith. But the person that is putting up with it mostly complains, and there is no fruit, no growth, and no maturity. Endurance is a differentiating factor. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my strength, my sustenance, my standby, and my staying power. I can do all things because I am in you, and you are in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.